And finally today, we want to acknowledge the passing of the Boston-based blues pianist David Maxwell, who died this past Friday.
Maxwell was a supremely talented pianist, composer, and producer. He won a Grammy Award and a W.C. Handy Award, the blues equivalent of the Grammy. But in many ways, he wasn't your typical blues man.
He grew up in the Boston suburbs and was a classically trained musician who was drawn to the blues as a young man. And he played with some of the greats, including John Lee Hooker, Otis Rush, James Cotton, Pinetop Perkins, and Otis Spann.
Here's a clip from an interview I did with him back in 2006.
I didn't grow up in any shape, way, or form that, you know, you would think a traditional blues man grew up. And I've always been interested in music from all around the world, particularly music from India and the Near East, all over the place. Flamenco music, there's blues everywhere.
And he loved to play it. I knew David and heard him play a lot. He was a quiet guy, at times even socially awkward. But if there was a piano in the room, he'd make a beeline to it, as if it had a magnetic pull on him. Then he'd sit down and play. This is one of his original compositions called Down at PJ's Place.
David Maxwell lived in Concord. He died on Friday from prostate cancer at the age of 71.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.